So let us now evaluate the role of IT in compliance. So information technology plays a very critical role and a useful role in supporting any organization's compliance efforts. And we will look at it in the subsequent slides. So IT compliance is essential and absolutely necessary to ensure that organizations adhere to legal regulations, industry standards, and internal policies regarding data security, privacy, and operational practices. So before, say, any software gets implemented, or any software gets implemented on the cloud, or a managed service contract, IT compliance checklist generally from the CISO organization, that is Chief Information Security Officer, is given to the vendor. A vendor evaluation checklist is also sent, and basis the responses, the IT compliance is ensured, and only after that the purchase order and the contract is signed. This is because it helps to mitigate the risks, protect sensitive information, so data protection, data security, ensuring the privacy of the data is adhered to, and maintain trust with all the stakeholders so as to avoid any legal consequences, any reputational damage, violations, penalties, etc., etc. So the need for regulation increases, and ensuring that no large-scale scams are found. So Enron was a company which had a scam about accounting long time back. So ensuring that financial scams or internal goof-ups don't happen, hence compliance is absolutely required. When it comes to financial reporting requirements, it has to be adhered to with a focus on IT compliance. So I'll give you a small example. In case of banks, there is something called as IND AS standards of reporting. There is also IFRS 9 reporting standards. Now, while these are reporting standards with regards to business, IT has a very critical role when it comes to providing these frameworks. So although it's a set of procedures, but then what kind of softwares need to be in place for ensuring the IFRS 9 reporting standard, what kind of infra to be in place, what kind of data privacy, data segregation, encryption technologies, etc., to be in place. So these are all IT prerogatives. Although getting the output of those reports is more from the bank's IFRS 9 reporting standards, but as we saw in this example, IT also has a very important role to play. Organizations adopted off-the-shelf solution or SaaS, as in software as a service solution for compliance, even when they are looking at software as a service, they will have an information security checklist in place to ensure that the right level of understanding is there with the software vendor also. This shift allowed organizations to focus on operations and executions rather than developing these bespoke applications. So since the application case of software as a service gets provided by the software vendor, so how do you best utilize the software? Adhering to the standards is what organizations now focus on, and leaving the operational challenges for the software vendor to sort out. Compliance became a significant responsibility of the IT department from the CIO, that is the Chief Information Officer, to all the lower employees also. Because as I said, this is not just one person's job or the responsibility of the chief information officer or the privacy officer to adhere to the norms. It's a responsibility, joint responsibility of the entire organization. IT management focused on automation, strengthening further the procedures involved during automation, and aligning the IT goals for getting the desired business outcomes. IT plays a crucial role in serving as the base layer for providing compliance. So as we understood in the example for IFRS 9 reporting, where although the reports are to be sent to the regulator, RBI in this case, say there is a report with regards to asset liability ratio or the credit ratio, etc. How the systems get deployed, how they have to be developed is part of IT. So how part of the compliance is where IT plays a role. IT departments transition from the traditional roles to the more strategic positions within the organization, because IT no longer is just an enabler, but IT plays a crucial role in meeting the business objectives. Whenever you see any important projects, so IT executives are generally included, and business looks at IT, as I said, not just as a back-end support function, but a critical link for the compliance success, leading to the alignment of IT roles with the business objectives. So in the case of, say, IFRS 9 software, if the bank is procuring it to get regulatory reporting, IT also plays a crucial role when it comes to compliances. The IT department hired compliance specialists to drive strategic compliance initiatives. So you would have certain people who drive compliances, maybe from a security perspective, maybe from a process perspective, but then everything put together, it's a joint responsibility of IT as well. Organizations are increasingly adopting structured compliance management frameworks driven by their reliance on IT and technology. Technologies like SharePoint, which is a common site to store data, to collaborate, a centralized data management framework or a centralized place for data management, and facilitate compliance across different organizations. So what happens is, using things like the SharePoint portal, you could have a certain checks, that is the InfoSec compliance is in place, reviewed by the compliance officer, the chief information security officer, the IT architecture teams, to give a joint compliance go ahead. Large companies have adopted ERP systems like say the Microsoft Dynamics, Oracle NetSuite, SAP systems to support their operations using their compliance management modules. New regulations emphasize the importance of strong compliance procedures. CEOs can be personally held liable if the organization fails in delivering those compliances. Say if the bank or insurer fails to send the regulatory reporting, financial reporting to the apex body, the regulators, then it's not only a loss of credibility, it could lead to canceling of the business licenses, reputational damage, loss of customers, loss of business, and then the CEO is held liable for this kind of loss. So there was a SOX or a Sarbanes-Oxley Act in 2002, which led to a significant role of IT in compliance. And a particular section, so there was a section 404 of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which required auditors to report on the effectiveness of the internal control structures, prompting companies to upgrade their quality management systems. So, as you can see, there were internal audit committees recommended to ensure that the internal processes are also adhered to. Similarly, there was a Basel II framework for the banks or the financial organizations while they were reporting the financial numbers. So the Basel II framework required changes in the risk calculation methodology. You have the credit risk, market risk. So these are some of the terms that you see in banks and financial institutions. And these are prerogatives of the CRO, that is a chief risk officer in a particular bank or a financial institution. And then there are certain regulatory or the compliance products. So there are products like GCM, that is the governance compliance management. So these are frameworks that are adopted to ensure that companies adhere to the procedures and the processes. And IT plays a key role in terms of evaluating these, say, softwares, the frameworks, because see, this is a framework, so, right? So Basel II is a framework, or IFRS 9 is a reporting standard. And there'll be multiple different IT organizations who would provide these kind of frameworks. So if we talk about IFRS 9, there'll be multiple companies providing IFRS 9, or like IRDAI has mandated insurers to report using IFRS 17 methodology. So there'll be multiple organizations or IT companies offering IFRS 9 solutions. But then business, that is the chief risk officer or the risk teams, along with the IT teams, have to jointly evaluate the software products in the market, ensure that they are complying with what the regulators ask, and then give the joint go ahead before implementing such solutions. And hence, the role of IT is absolutely critical. Let us look at some of the importance of the compliance procedures. So, compliance audit. Now, this is absolutely important because everything that happens in an organization, there are internal audit committees set, even in the procurement department or any other department, to check the effectiveness of the procedures. There are internal teams or the internal audit committees set. So the primary objective of compliance audit is not to find faults, but to enhance the compliance mechanisms within organization. So if there are certain procedures laid, ensure that some of the loopholes are plugged, ensure that those procedures are effectively fine-tuned to benefit the organization, is the primary objective of the compliance audit. Auditors would also access the IT systems to evaluate the effectiveness of compliance controls. So, say, for example, the internal employees would have different privileges, different access to IT systems as compared to someone who is a third-party resource. Now, that's an important form of role-based access control, which falls under the purview of IT. But the auditors would kind of look at this and make the change in the procedures if needed. Compliance audits serve as quality tools to identify the gaps and provide guidance for improving corporate compliance mechanisms. Compliance audits help organizations identify areas for improvement, ensure alignment with regulatory requirements. By addressing gaps identified during the audits, companies can enhance their overall compliance procedures and mitigate risks effectively. So, as we saw, the idea is not to penalize, but the idea is to look at the compliance procedures, look at the gaps, so measure, mitigate, and then operate. So that is how the compliance office operates. Now, this comes to a good question. So whether you should automate compliance or not, right? So automating compliance management efforts can enhance regulatory adherence and reduce compliance cost for organization. So what it means is, suppose if there is certain change, right? Of course, that change needs to be compliant with the change management procedures. So hence the need to automate the compliance management. It helps mitigate human error, provides consistency in compliance assessment, and streamlines the overall compliance process. It offers several benefits, including improved monitoring capabilities, consistency in compliance assessment, and enhanced reporting capabilities as well. Automated compliance solutions provide a knowledge base of regulations and security standards, streamlined workforce process, and increase confidence in the company's security compliance posture. So, automation of the compliance procedures ensures that the standards are met, which reduces the labor cost, the cost for human intervention, and simplifies the overall assessment process for multiple regulations. Even the security-related compliances, the workforce, the document management, the privacy to data, etc., gets taken care when the compliance gets automated. Automated compliance solutions centralize the audit information so that it's available for everyone to consume, standardize the controls testing, and facilitate the management of third-party risks. Now, as I mentioned, when there are third-party resources working with the organization, so the important to note is the subcontractors or the third-party compliances are also in place. So if I have a vendor who is my third-party resource, then even the vendor has to conform to the standards that I adhere to. So these solutions provide real-time information for risk management decisions. So what I mean is the automated compliance offer real-time adherence to the risk management decision and ensure that a closed-loop process for compliance assessment is in place. So why a closed loop? Because if any kind of gaps are found in the compliance assessment, so then the same four process, so identify, measure, mitigate, and then operate. Let us now look at some of the benefits of compliances. We saw the role of IT, we saw what compliances are, but how does compliance really help our organization? So the gains of IT in compliance include both tangible as well as intangible benefits. So the direct benefits of IT would be time saved, effort saved, higher transparency, greater control over the procedures, quality enhancements, enhancing the overall accuracy and availability of reliable information. Right? These help organizations' reputation, the brand image, investor and the shareholder confidence, and relationship with the associated partners like, say, clients, employees, third-party suppliers, vendors, etc. So, say for example, if you buy, say, some groceries out of a particular vendor. Now, if that vendor has built a reputation that they would give only quality products, so this brings a lot of customer confidence to them. Sometimes benefit emerge unintentionally, even if it is not planned. So say a company gives, say, dual packaging when it if a particular chocolate is say packaged, right? Now, God forbid if there was some kind of a disease, etc. Such kind of practices, because the company had good intention and had the strict compliance about providing the dual packaging, this kind of helped during bad times as well. And the main objective remains adhering to the rules and regulations. Adhering to this would, as I said, lead to tangible benefits. In certain cases, it's a mandate to conform to standards. Say in the banking industry, if you don't follow certain procedures in place, then you might not be able to do business. In some cases, it's done by the organization to bring their brand up to speed in the market. And they might use this more as a marketing tool to position themselves in the market, saying that, look, we follow all the safety norms, all the compliances in place to ensure that the end customers get the best products. Having a good compliance in place also establishes a strong control environment, enhances the brand image, as I said, and gives a very strong credibility message across the users. So say if a company procures or gives some quality of say grains, then they would say or market themselves saying that, look, we follow five-step process for ensuring that the best grains are put in our package. So they might use this as a technique to market themselves. Also, it helps to strengthen customer relationships, supplier and buyer relationship, which could lead to further increase of business opportunities. Improves prospects in the competitive market also, and protects against unintended non-compliance and legal notices. Prevents penalties, violations, which leads to overall tarnishing of reputation. It also fosters a healthy organizational culture of adhering to the norms, provides real-time updates on the legal and statutory compliance statuses, tracks progress of pending litigation and implementing corrective actions, build goodwill among the different stakeholders, investors, shareholders, to be recognized as a responsible corporate citizen. What are the risks? So we saw some of the benefits. What are the risks of non-compliance? Now, the topmost risk is, say, the cancellation of the license, where you might not be able to do business. But that's at a extreme, right? So losing reputation or getting a tarnished brand image is one of the most important repercussions of non-compliance. So losing good clients and could lead to a lot of business. Non-compliance might lead to business getting closed, right? Say a bank, a recent case, right? So Paytm was not adhering to the laws laid by RBI. So RBI went ahead and canceled their license. So that is business loss for them. Legal action by authorities. They could penalize the regulators could penalize companies if they have a lot of violations in place. It could also lead to punishments, and we saw that CEO is held liable in certain cases. So this could lead to punishments resulting in fines, penalties, heavy losses against the company. More importantly, it could lead to loss of reputation, public embarrassment, which leads to low customer confidence, low shareholder confidence, and finally, maybe leads to the stock market impact as well. So while we saw the benefits of compliance and some of the shortcomings of compliance, let us look at the cost of compliance. So the cost of compliance is maybe sometimes treated as a burden that will drain out the resources even out of a well-run business. But it's not the case. So it shouldn't be looked at as a cost center. But then compliance is something which is absolutely required for a business to run successfully. Responding to regulatory compliance issues in an ad hoc or a one-time manner is no longer a choice, right? You have to ensure that any compliances notices get responded in a timely manner. Regulatory mandates such as, say, the SOC Act, the GDPR regulation. So Europe has something called as the GDPR regulation when it comes to data. So these are absolutely mandate for organization when it comes to doing business. Organizations need to clearly define their short-term goals to meet immediate compliance requirements and a holistic approach to creating solutions that work together across the long term. And if the compliance is not met, the economic impact, as we saw, is severe. It could lead to loss of business license, reputation loss, low customer confidence, low confidence between the suppliers, which could lead to bad credit reputation in the market as well. So, all in all, compliance is not just a one-time effort, but it's a continuous journey involving ongoing monitoring, measurement, and control. So, you have the internal audit committees. So, these are not a one-time audit committee that is set. But internal audit would be an ongoing affair. They would say check the procedures maybe quarterly or any frequency that is defined as per the internal procedures. But it's not just a one-time effort. So yes, during the first time implementation, considerable amount of effort might be spent, but it is also important to keep monitoring, measuring, and controlling if there is a drift between what was expected and what is getting delivered. Sustained quality requires continuous efforts, which are aimed to continuous costs. Process maturity, as we saw in CMM level 5, signifies high process maturity. So you would see the IT companies, and again, sorry for making it repetitive, but CMM level 5 is a certification which is needed for all IT companies to bring a high reputation in the market. So when they give a pitch to their potential customer saying that we are a CMM level 5 company, it gives a lot of confidence to the end customer that, hey, this particular IT companies has set procedures in place for doing the right stuff. In the ideal state, processes are systematically managed through optimization and continuous improvement. Proof of implementation is necessary, demonstrating the continuous improvement and meeting the business process requirements. So, as I said, once this quality standards are implemented, so obviously there is a checklist, a validation that is done to ensure that things have been implemented as envisaged, but also a continual proof is required that the processes are in place. So maintenance of a high level of compliance requires significant costs, because there are different teams involved. You have the compliance officer, the compliance teams, the internal audit teams, the InfoSec, and the CISO, that is the Chief Information Security Office, purely talking from a IT perspective. You have the new role that is emerging is CITSO, so Chief Information Technology and Security Office.